a camera audio head slate.
Love it. Good job. I'm learning so many. I mean, I learned all that when I was in more radio terminology than
TV. Video.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is when you're mixing audio and video together.
Okay.
That's why you say, like, A camera. If we had another camera, it would be A camera, B camera, audio. Like, if you have multiple audio, but it's all going to the same thing, it's still just audio. Hmm. Yep.
Chat State. Shout out.
MTV.
Yeah, really. That's really what happened.
It just helps you align everything without having to figure out the starting points on each, really.
That's good.
Makes editing a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
this one's a wild one.
Mm-hmm. This is a wild one.
Yeah. There's movies about this one.
So
books.
I have seen the movie multiple times. I've heard a lot. I know Taylor is interested in this case. I tried my best to get him to co-host this one with us, but, you know, my incentives weren't flashy enough, I don't guess.
Not as good as mine.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I should call him. He might come back. But from a standpoint of, like, not knowing this case like you do, we decided for this one, since it is kind of a long one, it's got a lot in it, that I'm going to kind of stay fresh brain, since you are the know-all for this one, and give people natural reactions.
Because this is crazy. I feel like this is one of the longest ones I've ever written and put together, because there's just, like, so much stuff to watch and read and get into. And even though this happened so long ago, there's news
coming out
as of last month. Yeah. So, like, it's crazy how these things pan out.
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Dealer's choice. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying Pauline Pusser? I've heard it pronounced Pusser and Pusser.
What about Pusser?
Pusser.
That's so proper.
Proper.
Pauline. I think it's Pusser.
Pusser.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. So she's the victim here, Pauline Pusser. She was a married mother of three. Her husband is named Buford. He was a police officer in McNairy County, Tennessee. This is near the Tennessee-Kentucky border, round I-40.
Okay.
If you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
He would eventually become a sheriff. Pauline was married once before. She had a son named Michael and a daughter named, I believe, Diane Vance. Michael and Diane Vance. So she had two kids. And after growing up in Virginia, she then moved to Chicago, and that's where Pauline met Buford at a wrestling match.
Wrestling.
He wanted to be a wrestler.
So I wonder if this was, like, traditional folk-style wrestling, or was this, like, WWE wrestling?
I don't know.
I would imagine it was probably, like, WWE.
I would imagine that,
like,
too.
Like, backyard.
Boxing ring, or, yeah. Like...
Yep.
Makeshift, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Backyard wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling. Wrestling. He actually started off wanting to be a wrestler. Buford Pusser was born in Finger, Tennessee, which is in McNairy County, on December 12th, 1937. He is the son of Helen and Carl Pusser. He actually got into his line of work because his dad was the police chief of Adamsville, Tennessee. Now, Buford was a big guy. He played high school football and basketball because he was 6'6".
Woo!
He's a tall, tall guy. Big guy. After high school, he joined the United States Marine Corps, and he graduated, and his service ended in the Marine Corps because he was given medical discharge for asthma.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
it was very interesting that he was given medical discharge asthma. I wonder if there were other issues, and asthma was just one where he could keep his respect type of thing.
He seems a little rough around the edges.
Definitely. And, I mean, he's 6'6". Yeah. So. All right, so in 1957, Buford moved to Chicago, where he was a local wrestler known as Buford the Bull. He married Pauline Mullins on December 5th, 1959. Let's keep in mind here that he, at this point, when he got married, he was only 22. Pusser returned home in 1962. He was Adamsville's police chief and constable from 1962 to 1964. After incumbent Sheriff James Dickey was killed in an auto accident, Pusser was elected sheriff of McNairy County, Tennessee, becoming the youngest sheriff in Tennessee history. Pusser promptly began trying to eliminate crime and mob mafia groups like the Dixie Mafia and the State Line Mob. I have to say, what I told you earlier, when I read this, all I think about is like 3-6 Mafia, crime mob. Like, I go immediately to just some gangster rap music. Pusser survived several assassination attempts. On February 1st of 1966, Louise Hathcock attempted to kill Buford Pusser during an on-site investigation of a robbery complaint at the Shamrock Motel. The Shamrock Motel. We need to Google image that.
1966.
Hathcock fired on Pusser with a concealed .38 pistol. Pusser returned fire and killed Hathcock. On January 2nd, 1967, Pusser was shot 3 times by an unidentified gunman. While he was already a local hero, Pusser's war on the State Line Mob was brought to national prominence when his wife, Pauline, was killed on August 12th of 1967 during an assassination ambush intended for Pusser and instigated by Hathcock's common-law husband. Pusser named Kirksey Nix as the contractor of his wife's killers, although neither Nix nor anyone else was ever charged in the crime. Pusser shot and killed an intoxicated Charles Russell Hamilton on December 25th, Christmas Day, 1968, after responding to a complaint that Hamilton had threatened his landlord with a gun. Pusser was ineligible for re-election in 1970 due to the term limit that was then in effect. He was defeated in his bid for sheriff in 1972. Pusser blamed the loss to the incumbent Sheriff Clifford Coleman, in part on the controversy surrounding the making of the semi-biographical movie Walking Tall. So, Walking Tall was a movie based on Buford in the 1970s, and then a remake happened in 2004 featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Johnny Knoxville. And I have seen this movie.
And the kid from Holes.
Yes.
He's the nephew.
Not Shia LaBeouf.
Not Shia LaBeouf.
The other one.
What was his name? It was like a weird name. Like a number or...
Yeah, wasn't his name Seven or something? Seven, I think.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I've seen this movie, like, the remake with The Rock and Johnny Knoxville. I've seen it, like, a bajillion times. Never knew. Maybe I did know that it was based on a true story, but never knew or never thought that this would be a case that we covered on.
Right?
Expired.
It's weird how things line up like that.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. I've watched the movie twice in the past couple days. It's just so good.
So, I haven't seen it recently. The Rock plays Buford.
But Pauline's really not in it. Like, there is a girl in it that he, like, knew from school or something that was dancing in the casino. But she's not really a part of it. And the storyline is more based on him and him being a hero.
Yeah, because I don't really remember him from the movie. I don't really remember him being law enforcement.
He ends up being long. It's more near the end, though. Okay. It's like the fight to get it.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. And then, I know that the people, law enforcement, up to that point were kind of crooked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And it does make sense why they would have The Rock play this guy, though.
Yeah. 6'6".
Yeah, big as shit.
Yeah. Looks like they could beat up every person in the room.
With their pinky finger.
Yeah. 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 So, it's unfortunate that it's not, you know, it doesn't have much to do with her and this happened to her. But at the same time, I know her cousin is, like, a famous writer, has written books, mm-hmm. and has written a book about this. From, like, maybe her family tree and, like, maybe just more about her. So
that's cool.
I'll link that in the description. So, let's get into it. The early morning of August 12th, 1967, the couple was headed to a disturbance call near the Tennessee-Mississippi line when a vehicle pulls up alongside theirs, and the vehicle began firing into the car with, like, a military rifle, according to McNair County Historical Society. So, according to Buford, he said his phone rang before dawn on the morning of August 12th, 1967, informing him of a disturbance on New Hope Road in McNair County. Pusser responded with his wife, Pauline. She did a ride-along. Now, ride-alongs were allowed then, but usually happened in, like, daylight hours or, like, on a slow Sunday. Like, not in the middle of the night.
Right.
Or early morning.
Right.
But she was there. They went. Some believe the call came in around 2 a.m. And where the shooting happened was only 20 minutes away from their home, the Pusser home. But the call for the shooting didn't come in until 4 a.m. So there's a little bit of time discrepancy there.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
And that may not be the case. Maybe I'm wrong on the times. And if I am, call me out on it. I would love to know more about it. But from one account that I heard, that was the case. Shortly after they passed the New Hope Methodist Church, a fast-moving car came alongside theirs, and occupants opened fire, killing Pauline and leaving Buford for dead. Doctors said Buford was struck on the left side of his jaw at least twice, possibly three times, with a .30 caliber carbine.
Carbine.
He spent 18 days in the hospital before returning home, and he needed several more surgeries to restore his appearance.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't necessarily life-threatening for him, but it was more reconstructive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoo.
But still, getting hit in the head two or three times, like, whew.
Yeah.
He's tough. He gets shot a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Despite vowing to bring his wife's murderers to justice, Pusser Buford was unable to bring Kirksey Nix or any of the accused to trial. Nix was sentenced to the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola for the 1971 Easter Saturday Monday murder of New Orleans grocer Frank J. Corso. While he was imprisoned, Nix ordered the 1987 murder for hire for Judge Vincent Sherry and his wife Margaret in Biloxi, Mississippi. His conspirator, Biloxi Mayor Pete Halat, had, in his capacity as Nix's attorney, stolen hundreds of thousands of dollars that Nix had amassed in a massive Lonely Heart scam, blaming it on his law partner, Judge Sherry. So that guy...
crooked.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, I hate to ever say this, but to be honest, it's just kind of facts. Kirksey Nix seems like the kind of guy that if he had put his brain to things that weren't criminal, like, he seems like he was probably actually a genius.
Mm-hmm. Use his power for good and not evil. Like,
yes, yes.
Keeps you out of jail.
Yes.
And you could be a very rich and well-respected person, you know?
Yep. I think he didn't really care about respect, though.
No.
Or, you know, human life.
Yeah.
Including his own.
But I think it's interesting that he did these things later, but was also kind of tied to it in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the Easter murders in 71. And the hit on his partner, the judge, Sherry, and his wife,
mm-hmm.
in 87, it would not be He seems like he could have done this before, back 100%. In 1967.
Yeah, 100%. Especially considering the hit on the judge and his wife,
mm-hmm.
and Buford naming Nix as the one who shot his wife, and mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To me, it seems very feasible.
Yeah. So, Buford Pusser died on August 21st, 1974. So, 7 years after his wife.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He sustained injuries in a one-car automobile accident 4 miles west of Adamsville. He was kind of known to drive his car fast. Earlier that day, he had contracted with Bing Crosby's production in Memphis. He was going to play himself in a sequel of Walking Tall. Am I wrong on the numbers?
No, I'm sitting here thinking he was 37, 47. He was 37 when he died.
Yeah, he was very young.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know me and math.
Uh-huh. So he had earlier that day, Buford was in talks with Bing Crosby's production in Memphis to portray himself in a sequel for Walking Tall. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That evening, returning home alone from the McNary County Fair in his Corvette.
Specially modified Corvette.
Mm-hmm. Pusser struck an embankment at a high speed, and that ejected him from the car, and the car caught on fire and burned out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's how he died.
So, local speculation as to the cause included rumors of sabotage to the steering mechanism and the tie rods. The state trooper who worked the accident, Paul Irvin, later became McNary County Sheriff. Irvin claimed that Pusser's death was caused by drunk driving without a seatbelt, which was ironic since Pusser was against moonshiners and the like vices. So, he was against, like, alcohol and all those things.
He was, like, trying to bring down the mafia and the casinos, yep. and all the bad stuff in his town.
Yep. Buford's daughter, Duana Pusser, a passenger.
This is their third child. Like, their only child together.
Okay.
So, because she had three children, two from a previous relationship, and this is their one daughter together.
She was a passenger in another car, came upon the scene of the accident minutes later. No autopsy of Buford's body was performed. As sheriff, Pusser was credited with surviving 7 stabbings and 8 shootings. Pusser's memorial service was held at the Adamsville Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't do an autopsy on either of their bodies, Pauline's back in the 60s or his in the 70s.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say I don't think the laws and things were the same around autopsies being court ordered,
right.
or like required for certain things back then, whereas mm-hmm. today they are. And I think back then it usually would have had to have been like a family member or an employer or someone that requested it and paid for it, and yeah. all that stuff. Unlike today, where most autopsies are, especially for questionable or unknown, unlikely deaths, mm-hmm. Now they're kind of required by the state.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, because 56 years after Pauline's death, just a month ago, in February of 2024, they exhumed her body 56 years later. Now, there were news outlets out there and stuff, so I've seen, like, lots of pictures. The casket, and it looked well sealed.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't, like, water coming out, which can, you know, get rid of evidence or whatever,
right.
disturb the body. It looked sealed. There didn't seem to be any flooding or any of that. And it also is going, like, what they're going to find has to do with the embalming process though back then. Like, did they embalm her correctly?
Yeah.
Did they take everything out like they would today?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a big deal. They weren't, you know, super concerned when they, but we don't have any reports after that. Like, we don't.
Right.
They've only had her for a month, so. Now they're going to be looking for like trajectory of where she was supposedly shot in her head.
Mm-hmm. And that should be the only wound.
Right.
Because they weren't
in a wreck.
Yeah.
They weren't in a fight or a scuffle. It was like.
Right.
So that should tell us like she shouldn't have any broken bones or lesions or any of that. So no reports have been made public at this time, but we will keep you up to date because.
How do you feel about body exhumation?
If it leads to answers to loved ones and the state.
Do you think loved ones should. Do you think the state. Should be required to have permission from loved ones, or
do you think it would override it?
Override it to like close a case or convict someone.
Yeah. And what if that relative or loved one doesn't want the truth to come out?
Yeah, that's very true.
So, I don't know. That's a fine line. That's a good topic question. We should post that on social and just, like...
Part of this is why I do not want to be buried.
What do you want to happen?
I
want to
be cremated.
Me too.
I don't even want, like, a funeral.
I don't either.
Fucking party, y'all.
I was like...
Y'all don't have to deal with me anymore.
Put me in a Tupperware and throw me over at the Tennessee River on the walking bridge, get some ice cream, grab a beer on the way home.
Yeah. Like, Call it a day.
Yeah. Cheapest way possible.
That's facts, man. Do not put me in some vase on a shelf.
No.
Because I will haunt your ass. No, I do not want to be buried. If my family members want to have a funeral, that is totally up to them, and they are free to do so. If they are questioned, like, don't have a celebration of life.
Yeah.
Do all the fun things I would do, play board games, you know, play beer pong,
mm-hmm.
go to a baseball game, eat peanuts, I don't know. Please don't bury me. Taylor knows this, it's actually in my will.
And now video evidence and audio evidence.
Yeah, fucking delete all of it. No, I also don't, like, if there is a funeral, if somebody doesn't play Gucci Man, I'm going to be angry. I will be very angry.
You're going to look up at us?
Yes, I will. But no, I won't be able to because I'll be dust and ashes. Mm-hmm. But Taylor knows where to take my ashes.
Aw, that's cool. It's morbid, but like...
It's not, though. Like,
it's not, though. It is
my body.
It's dead.
It is still my body after death, okay?
Yeah.
No one made that public domain. It's still mine.
Yeah.
But literally, Gucci Man better play.
Okay.
Now you know too.
Beer. And
have Bentley make frozen hot chocolates for everyone.
Games.
Board games.
Food. And some type of game on the TV going.
Okay. Yeah, like a Lady Vol softball game.
Or
a football game, but preferably softball. Yeah. Crazy. Do you want to be buried?
No, I want to be
cremated.
Mm-hmm.
And your ashes in the Tennessee River, we're supposed to get ice cream and a beer on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what music?
Oh, AJR.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably give some Nat Stats as you go into the Tennessee River.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
Or Natty Light.
There's caviar down there, apparently, in the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm.
And you can become a professional scuba diver and get mussels and...
And get
make a lot of money.
And the roe and the pearls.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
It's crazy.
That'll be the next step.
We know so much about Tennessee.
We really do. A lot of people don't know all that Tennessee has to offer. Like, people from here.
Yeah.
Don't know. They should start a podcast.
Yeah. I'm sure there's one out there.
Oh, my gosh. Good times.
Okay, well...
That's crazy, y'all. Go watch Walking Tall. And
send us any links that maybe, like, we missed or...
Yeah. We will definitely update you when we hear... If we hear any information about them exhuming her body and any new evidence or, I don't know, new
leads. New sides of the story.
Yeah. This is a long time ago.
I know. Very 56 years. Could you imagine? I tried to look up what a body would look like after being in a casket.
Oh, hell no.
I couldn't find one on the internet.
First of all, wouldn't be a body, first of all.
Yeah. It's not. Oh, God bless those people who are doing that.
Yeah, could you imagine?
That's your job? Like,
that's pretty gnarly.
That is.
If you had any job. My mom would
love that job.
If you had any job and you could be, like, the best at it, what would you, like, something completely different than what you do. Any job. And be, like, top tier, top notch.
Probably something to do, like, a preschool teacher or a young elementary school teacher.
I would be a pediatric surgeon.
Oh, see. We got different levels.
But, hey, we're taking care of the kids.
Exactly.
Taking care of the kids.
I love kids. I genuinely love being around kids. I do, too. So fun.
It's the parents I have an issue with.
It's their other kids' parents?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love kids. It's the parents that I have a problem.
I love kids. Them coming up to you. Natalie!
They're so perfect.
Best feeling in the world.
They're so perfect. And, like, when they're assholes, they're funny ones.
They're funny ones.
Right? That's all I ask.
And they're honest.
Yeah, it's for people. If you're going to be an asshole, be a funny one, mm-hmm. man. Kids.
Yep. Don't do meth.
Take care of each other.
Yes. Follow us on social media. At Expired Podcast. At Expired Podcast Chat. At Expired Podcast 423.
Go watch Walking Tall.
Follow us on YouTube. Leave a review. Tell us what we did right and what we did wrong.
Again, if you're going to be an asshole, be a funny one. All right. That's it.
This is the Expired Podcast.
Bye.